The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by New Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil.
And now, The Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Okay, good. Wow. Where are you at, man?
I'm just waiting for a bus, Spalding and Ventura, but I wanted to tell you that, I wrote the theme song for your show, and I was hoping I'd play for you.
Okay, we're on the air right now, and your name is Jeff?
Yeah, and are we on the air right now?
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I'm big, big fan, Mr. Henry. I really think that everything you do is so much fun, and I did a theme song for you, and our band is Dark Horse. We're playing at Mr. Pooh's in Manhattan Beach. We do two shows Friday night, two shows on Saturday night.
Okay, so we got the plug-in for your band, and you have a song that you wrote, a theme song for our show. Now, you know, I get a lot of submissions for this kind of thing.
I understand that, yeah.
And I get a lot of people who send in songs, and we don't really use them.
I understand that, but I guess what we were hoping to do is just do it and invite you down to Mr. Pooh's for the 10 o'clock show on Saturday night and hear us perform it live.
And what instrument do you play, Jay? Are you the lead of the band?
Well, we don't really have a leader, but I guess, I do. I've got final cut on a lot of our demos.
And what does that mean, final cut?
Well, in terms of the music production, you know. So, but...
So you guys are pretty one for all and all for one, and...
I guess, yeah. But this is a tune that we came up with because we listened to your show. We're going to gigs. And I don't know if you know it or not, but Nine Inch Nails, they like your show. Some other bands that I know about.
I heard about Nine Inch Nails, yeah.
All right. So...
Okay, so you're standing on a street corner, man. How are you going to do this?
I've got a drum kit here. Hold up. I got a drum kit here, and I'm just going to do the percussion for it. It's just in honor of your show. And...
All right, man, go ahead. You're on a street corner, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm just waiting for... actually, I was supposed to get the Metroline bus that was... Because I got the Metroline from downtown doesn't hook you up all the way out to Ventura Boulevard. So now I'm waiting for the bus that's going to take me into the valley.
Okay, dude, so go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to do this on stage. I'm kind of nervous.
Okay, you're going to count it down?
I'm going to count it down, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, give me a beat!
What is this?
What?
What is it?
I'm not done with it yet.
Go ahead. I heard give me a B.
Yeah, give me a B. I. L. H. E. N. D. R. I. E. Bill Henry Show. It's the Bill Henry Show. I had to, because it'll sting out with a guitar lick there. It's the Bill Henry Show. They'll go, dun, dun. But I don't have the...
My name ain't Bill Henry. It's Phil.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's the information I got from your website. Yeah.
Okay, so why is it Bill Henry when my name is Phil?
Well, that's the information I got. So,
what do you mean the information? I'm telling you, I'm the guy. I'm Phil Henry.
I understand that.
My name is Phil, not Bill. Where'd you get this information?
No, I know your name's Phil.
Then why is it Bill Henry?
The information I got...
From my website?
I don't know. Hold up for a minute. I'll get... Hey, where's Moldy? Hey, or... Okay. Give me a B!
Wait a minute, man. I heard this already. It ain't B-I-L. Besides, Bill is spelled B-I-L-L.
What?
Bill is spelled B-I-L-L.
Hold on for a minute. Is that my bus? All right. One. All right, so I'm sorry. I misspelled it.
Dude, why is it taking me 3 minutes to tell you that my name is Phil? It ain't Bill.
I'm sorry. I don't want to make you angry. You do a lot for me and everybody. You've made my life very happy. I laugh a lot in the things that you do.
All right, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. I'm having kind of a tough time.
Well, I hope you feel better, Mr. Henry, for the laughs that you give to everybody.
All right, dude. My name is Phil.
Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, stop! Give me a P! Give me an H! Give me an L! It spells Phil, yeah! Spell Phil!
No, it doesn't spell Phil.
What?
It spells P-H-L, ain't Phil. It's fool.
Hey, I got a bad connection here, man.
Dude, you don't have no bad connection. My name is Phil, not Fool. P-H-I-L.
All right, my information is...
Your information? What are you reading this out of? Baby names for the 21st century? Is that how they're going to name the kids Phil now?
You got a cold or something, man? Because your voice sounds all scratchy.
Yeah, man, I got a cold.
Give me an F.
P-H-I-L, man, not F.
Okay, the information I got...
Well, then I got to talk to my webmaster, because he must be freaking retarded. You're going over to my website, and you're seeing Phil, F-I-L-L, Hendry?
You know you saw Gangrene?
Who are the guys in your band? Moldy, Gangrene? What is this, a motorcycle club or a band?
Two of the guys actually were... They were in Satan's Slaves before it got incorporated in the San Fernando Valley Hells Angels. But
well, that's real interesting.
One of them's our bass player.
Yeah, that's real great. What, they can't spell?
No, they know how to spell, Phil. I don't.
P-H-I-L.
If I rewrite... See, I'm going to have to rewrite the song now. And
there ain't no rewriting, man. You just spell properly.
No, I'm going to have to go back to ASCAP now and have the whole...
Yeah, have it published. Get out of here, will you please, bud, with these guys?
He said he had a song. Sounded really good.
Did he audition it for you?
Did what?
Did he audition it for you? Did he play it for you?
No, he just told me it's a song called Bill Henry.
Well, then you knew it was called Bill Henry.
Yeah.
How's that got anything to do with me?
Well.
Don't stare at me, bud, because when you stare at me, it's dead air.
It was close enough at the time. I was just trying to diff some material.
Close enough. Close enough. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, old lady singing every time I screen a call, people go, is this the Bill Henry show? Is this Bill Henry? I don't talk to Bill.
Well, then you set the old lady straight, bud. You say to him, I'm sorry, you're mistaken. It ain't Bill, it's Phil.
All right, I'm going to talk like that, being retarded like I am.
Hey, dude, you're the guy that wanted to screen the freaking show. And just because you talk like you're retarded doesn't mean you can't spell. P-H-I...
What's wrong with you anyway?
I'm not. I've got a very short fuse here tonight, man. I got the news about our guest that's coming up later on. This is a guy that's got a website for his water polo team.
Yeah, so?
So, he's got pictures up on his website that, shall we say, some people don't think are appropriate.
Water polo? Those are guys that dress all queer.
Dress all queer? They wear little briefs.
Yeah, queer.
They're cats that have to dress that way because they're playing a sport. They're in the water. They need to have speed. They need to have accuracy. Anyway, this guy's got a website where he put up pictures of the members of his team. And in one picture, apparently, and I talked to the coach, in one of the pictures, it shows a guy who's been injured in a game and three other members of the team helping him off with his suit.
Yeah.
You don't see anything weird about that?
Well, I mean, if he's injured.
Yeah, uh-huh. It takes three guys? 1-800-449-8686. The city of Los Angeles has a new mayor. I don't live in the city of Los Angeles, and... Even though there are like 3 million people that live in the city of L.A., there's a lot more people who live in what we call L.A. that don't live in L.A. You know what I mean? In other words, a lot of us are living out in the burbs. Pasadena, Calabasas, down in the what is now referred to as the O.C. Boy, if ever a television network just invented something, O.C., never in my life had I ever heard. I heard it called the Orange Curtain, and I also heard it called the Vietnamese cesspool, but I never. And I also heard it referred to as that place where all those obnoxious buttholes live, but never the O.C., as in orange crap. They crap orange down there. So anyway, that's where we kind of all live. But the city of Los Angeles, the people that vote in the city of Los Angeles, and I love this,
LA is overwhelmingly Latino. That's why we have a Latino mayor.
Really? How come they voted for a white guy back in the early 90s? Because we had a whole lot of Latino folks back then, too. Reardon, as far as I could tell, and I met the guy a couple times, is as lily white as they come. Now, how'd that get in? Why? Because they had a black guy in there? Like, you know what's going to happen? It's just like Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. We had Bradley for 30 years. We had Bradley, an African-American. Then we had Reardon for a few days. Then we had Hahn. They're going to try it again with another white guy. Who haven't we tried? Aha! A Mexican. Throw him in there. I got money that says the next cat that we have...
Chinaman.
Is a... I didn't mean... Yes, Chinese-American. Well, Asian. A Chinaman. Yeah, you're right, bud. Probably be James Fong. Probably be a cat... What's the guy from Star Wars?
Zulu.
Yeah, Mayor Zulu. Anyway, so now we got a Hispanic mayor, and the city is celebrating, and they feel that this is the way it's going to just really be solid, and it's probably going to be a freaking disaster. Want to know why? Because the mayor of L.A. ain't got no power, man. You guys don't have no power down there at City Hall. Come on! Until you guys are able to hire and fire police chiefs, you got no juice at all. None. Zippo. Zero. We need to have a mayor that can hire and fire a police chief whenever he feels like it. Whenever he gets out of bed on the wrong side. You know what would happen? A couple of guys beat up some guy? Yeah, you're fired. We got more freaking cop review commissions around here. You know, let's get a mayor in there and says, I'm going to hire this guy. He's the guy until I decide to fire him and everybody else can just go pound sand. But that ain't going to happen. Anyway, congratulations to our mayor. And can you pronounce his name, bud?
No.
Yeah, get Harvey on the line, will you? His name is Antonio Villarosa. Hey, Harvey, you there?
I'm right here.
What's, how do you pronounce this guy?
The new mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Antonio Villarodman? Yes. No, it's Rodman. It's Antonio Rodman.
Antonio Rodman. That's not what I'm looking at here.
Well, let me read it again. Bernie, hold the glasses for me, will you? Hold it steady, will you? For Christ. Antonio Vittles.
Vittles.
Yeah. I mean, you're asking me.
Why would I ask you? You're just a lawyer.
Well, it's another anti-lawyer joke, huh? His name is Antonio Vitiligo. Well, that's a disease.
I'll tell you what it is. Via La Regosa.
Yeah, and your mama, too.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight, Vernon Dozier, water polo coach, in trouble with his website. We have a flashback request coming up as Tsunami Sam with a special blues number he's written for the new mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa. Now, it says, Phil, Art Bell, General Johnson Jameson, and Igor, space elevator. There's nothing better than fart humor. Thanks, Sam. Here it is, a request from June of 2004.
Now it's Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. If you're east of the Rockies, forget it. And now here's Art Bell.
Thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very good evening from the planet Earth to all colonies in space, to any friendlies orbiting our Earth or are in direct radio transmission traffic with us. A very pleasant good morning or good evening wherever you are here on the Earth or in colonies out in space. It's things that people do. And a very good morning. And we have with us this evening General Johnson Jameson, and this is going to be... this is going to be something else. We often talk on this program about what it will be like in the future. Did you ever think
did you ever imagine that the Earth would be a launching place for a space...
Will you come on and say it?
Elevator. Sorry, Ross.
Jesus.
I have on the line now from his bunker beneath the Saskatchewan crust with his assistant, Igor. It is General Johnson James. A very pleasant good morning to you, General Johnson. What an exciting day, huh?
Absolutely. All right, I haven't been this excited in a long, long... Not since I bought the new Bill Dance lure have I really felt a new amazing technology had fallen into my hands.
And tonight, on our program, you and Igor are going to get into the prototype space elevator.
Yes, we are. We have constructed a prototype using, as you know, my own private launch pad here in Saskatchewan. I've been able to launch cabling up to around 10,000 feet. Now, this is in ionospheric contact, certainly not subspace, but I think it is decent enough. Igor, are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
All right. We're going to climb into the elevator now.
Now, I want you to be very, very careful, General Jameson. This is an amazing thing. Will the elevator carry you all 10,000 feet?
We will attempt to ascend 10,000 feet. We do have it tethered, as I say, in an ionospheric phase. We feel the tethering there will be certainly substantial, although we will not gain the heights that we would with the regular NASA elevator.
All right, go right ahead.
All right, Igor. Now, we're closing the door to the elevator now, Art. Push, oh, I don't know, mezzanine.
What do you mean, mezzanine?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, push up.
Okay, man.
Igor is now pushing up. The elevator has closed.
I think I heard it engage, General.
That's right, you did hear the laser engage. We are using photonic cells, Art, so this is all powered by the solar energy of the sun. And we are now enclosed in the elevator and rising below, rising up, and I can see below me now the Earth falling away. Very exciting, isn't it, Igor?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are moving up, Art, and as we do rise into space, I can certainly now begin to see the faint mists and the beauty of the Earth below. There is nothing more majestic, I think, than just looking at the Earth.
You're sounding emotional.
I really am. We are rising now thousands of feet. All right, take it down.
What happened?
Never mind. Take it down. Take it down. Yeah! Take the damn thing down.
I'm sorry, General James. What happened?
What does it sound like? Take it down. Push down and let's go. God! Oh, who's done?
General Jameson, have you had to abort?
Yeah, you might say that. Take it down, man. God, Igor!
Oh, baby. A Subway sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's bad, dude. What is that, egg salad? Jeez.
General Jameson, what...
Well, Art, let me just say this. One thing you can't do, either in a space elevator or any elevator, is cut one. I'm in this thing for 10,000 feet. What do you want me to do? My freaking eye. I just had brand new laser surgery, okay? And the way my eyes are watering right now, I may be blind by the time we get to Earth.
Thanks a lot. I had that macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's it.
Must be the elevation.
Yeah,
So, am I to understand, General Jameson, that you are now coming back to Earth?
We have to, Art. Yeah, I can't stand this tension. Oh, God, the humanity.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Who died?
Sorry, man. Sorry.
That's a flashback of a recent Art Bell was requested by Sam, one of our listeners. And in that one, Igor sounds more like a kind of a Benzedrine junkie jazz musician than he does the hunchback that he was in other episodes. However, that was Space Elevator. And they actually do have on the drawing board something called a space elevator. I don't know. I think I understand how it works. They literally launch a cable up to a satellite. Anyway, it's a bunch of stuff, but we just saw it as an opportunity to present fart humor. Thank you so much for that request, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. By the way, my eyes are watering right now from laughing so hard at that bit, because you want to know something? Whether it's highbrow, lowbrow, or just in between, you can't beat a joke with farts in it. I'm sorry. Just the way it is. And when you're doing 3 hours a night, 365 days a year, I'll take everything I can get, and then some. We'll be back with more, including Vernon Dozier on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got a little bit of an announcement, not a huge announcement, but I think it's going to be fun. It has to do with our website, and it has to do with webcasting, and I'll give that to you in just a second. Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier. Doug is the entertainment reporter there. We want to talk about the fall television season that has just been revealed in New York. I know you're in New York right now, Doug.
Orange County, yesterday, so I'm in the newsroom right now. But yeah, I was in New York for the upfront.
And the upfronts are when the networks roll out their new shows.
That is correct, yeah. And I got to tell you something. I talked to a lot of people about the pilot that you were involved in, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and one of the things that I pride myself on is being able to see a little bit deeper into the way people think as a gay man, as a gay journalist, because I'm gay. All right? Phil, okay?
Yes, I know. I know you're gay.
Well, don't... See, there you go. You've got almost like this reflexive homophobia that I...
No. I heard you.
All right, you heard that I'm gay?
Yes, I heard that you're gay. I just need to get on with this.
All right, well, I don't want to get blown off, if you'll pardon the expression, blown. But I'm,
I'm not blowing you off, dude. I just... All right, so you're gay. So how does that figure into the fall schedule for NBC? I mean...
Oh, so now I'm a subject to ridicule? I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I walked into a Lucky's the other day, which is a supermarket out here in California, and I said to the guy, have you got Bud in the Bottle? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want Bud in the Bottle, and he gave me this eye-rolling look like I'm some kind of a freak. I grabbed him by the shirt, and I pushed him up against his cash register, and I said, you hate fags? Come at me. So, I got to tell you something, Phil.
Look, Doug, you pushing people around, all I want to know is about the fall TV schedule.
No, you want to know about the pilot you were involved in, because I'm gay. And
what do you mean, I'm gay, so...
I've got gay eye, all right? Now, I've told you about homo eye, you've laughed at it. You've laughed at it, but I'm telling you, homo eye...
Yeah, you've told me all about homo eye, and you say that it has something to do with the fact that because you had to deal with discrimination and repression, that you've had to sort of fight your way through that, as all gay people have, and I understand that, and it's given you a better perception, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, but you call it homo eye. I don't know whether that's the appropriate term or not.
Excuse me, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and if I tell you I got queer eye, you know, they got that show, Queer Eye for a Straight Guy. What they should have called it is homo eye for a straight guy. Because that is the essence, I think, of the ability of a queer, not a queer, but of a gay man and a gay journalist to be able to see. And here's what I see. The pilot that you were involved in, Fillmore Middle, I think is going to be a mid-season replacement next fall on NBC. My understanding is that the network had some issues with the show and did not put it on its fall schedule, but I'm gay. And because I've got fag eye, the homoest of all gay eyes...
Will you come on, man, with this? Are you making this stuff up?
No, it's going to be a mid-season replacement.
I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about fag eye.
No, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Phil, gay people have had to put up with discrimination and worse for many years. As a result, we learn how to see maybe 1,000 yards further than the average person. We see what threats are coming. We see what good things are coming. And some gay people have just a straight, basic homo eye. My eye is just sharp. It's full fag eye. And
oh, you got to be putting me on with this.
So in other words, you think I'm joking?
Yeah, man, I think you're joking. Homo eye, and I got fag eye, and queer eye. What's that? Is that the lowest level?
That's, yeah, you're almost blind.
The guys that had the show on Bravo?
Yeah, those guys are a joke. Those, the guys that had that show on Bravo, Queer Eye for Straight Guy?
Yeah.
A joke. I mean, those guys don't represent gay people any more than...
You do.
Well, you know, you can say that because you're on the phone and I'm not standing next to you where I can grab a hold of your shirt and pin you up against a cash register. But I'm going to tell you this. I think your show's going to be on the phone.
I don't care about the Fillmore Middle. I do care, but what else is going to be on?
All right. NBC's got a show coming out called Dad, Please Don't Do That. And it's kind of a sitcom based upon a father who creeps into his daughter's bedroom every night. You don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of an unpredictable thing. And it's
called what?
It's called Dad, Please Don't Do That.
And this is a sitcom?
Yeah, on NBC.
You know, I want to ask you a question.
Okay, shoot. I'm gay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is there any coincidence here that NBC hasn't had one hit comedy in four freaking years that they're putting something on the air called Dad, Please Don't Do That?
Well, Phil, I think it's an area that hasn't been explored for comedy. I think it's...
Incest and child molestation, huh?
Well, excuse me, Phil, you're not the only guy who can get laughs doing child rape jokes. Gee, I'm so sorry that area isn't exclusive to you. All right, now, my fag eye is gleaming like the morning sun on this show. Because I think that...
What?
What?
Is it going to be... What? It's going to be a hit?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a smash.
Great.
Now, ABC's got one coming out. And this was at the upfront. This is called What Is It? And this is a show that explores, just goes into battlefields. Goes to where wars have been fought. And they'll find something that won't quite look human. And it'll be What Is It? So, in other words, it's looking at...
What? Battlefield deaths?
Yeah. Corpses, things like that. The other one that we've got here is the Wall Street Journal Report, which is going to be on CBS, the Wall Street Journal Report, which will explore the world of anal sex.
And why is it called... What are you talking about, man?
Well, I think it's very daring for ABC to do...
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean it's the Wall Street Journal Report?
Well, that's how they suck people in. So a guy's going to turn it on thinking he's going to get a financial show, and boom, there it is. Somebody butt up with a flower in it. Now... The other thing...
Okay, that's it, Doug.
Oh, you hate fags.
Yes. Your kind, yeah.
Hold on for a minute. I didn't give you... On the fagometer, I give it 2 gay thumbs up.
Great, thanks. Good God. The Wall Street Journal report. It explores the world of... Maybe.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Starts with an A and ends with an L. And it has an N and an A in it. Lana.
Yeah, Lana. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Coming up, I'll tell you a little bit about how you can watch this radio show. And this is a radio show that, believe me, I've got people coming from all over to watch this thing. I don't know why, but maybe it's how weird I look when I do it. I mean, it's like a freak show. So we'll tell you how you can do that. We also have Vernon Dozier coming up this evening with his whole unacceptable website concerning his water polo team. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Just so you know, this isn't on tape. We had a new mayor elected the last couple of days. My throat feels better. Oh, I just went, better. I just was going to say my throat feels better, and I went, my throat feels better. And I have allergies, and I can hear myself just the phlegm percolating in my chest at night when I lay there, almost 53 years of age, feeling death creeping up on me. You know what it's like to lay there on your back at night and you just hear this? You're breathing. You're laying there, you're going, just how old am I anyway, man? I mean, can I get any freaking older? The answer to that, of course, is you bet. Enjoy it while you can, Henry. Enjoy it while you can enjoy it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
David, I'm just saying that the people, a lot of these guys that they have found, are innocent of the crimes. The DNA evidence discovers that they're innocent.
Yeah, but you can't just say, oh, the poor guys. I heard that thing you said.
When did I say that?
You said it a couple of days ago. You said these poor guys that have been in prison, and now they're finding out that they didn't do it. Oh, my God, what a tragedy. I think you're overstating the case a little bit, Phil. A lot of these guys that are innocent, yeah, but they're still scumbags.
And what do you mean they're still scumbags?
Look, maybe they didn't kill the guy, but they washed the knife off or something.
Yeah, that's interesting. They washed off the knife.
What do you mean they washed off the knife? They're finding guys in prison right now.
I'm telling you, they were on the perimeter, on the periphery of the crime somehow.
There's guys in prison right now, and we're finding out more and more about these cats. The DNA evidence is showing they never committed the crime. These guys have rotted in prison for 17 years. Isn't that a tragedy? It's horrible in our country, in this country, in my country, in America.
I know where you live. Jesus. Start waving a flag.
I'm just telling you, in a country like ours, it's a tragedy to have a man put in prison for 18 freaking years for a crime he didn't do.
I'm telling you right now, any guy that got put in the joint because of some murder that he didn't do, he had something to do with it anyway. He probably cut up the body.
Yeah, he probably cut up the body like they do on The Sopranos.
Like they do on The Sopranos. Do you see this idiot?
Oh, don't worry about the retard. Look, I'm telling you, I need for you to be a little bit more sensitive to crime victims and less of this prison reform crap you're doing on your show. I don't like it.
What prison reform crap? I'm not doing any.
Didn't you say something about Bush signing some anti-rape bill?
Yeah, he did. President Bush, the first president in the history of the country to sign an anti-rape bill for prison.
What's that about?
You mean what it's about? Why don't you ask him?
No, I mean, what are you doing supporting stuff like that?
Well, why not support something like, what are we, are you telling me we're supposed to have guys get raped in prison?
Well, who cares what happens to them? I'm telling you right now, they're scumbags. Nothing but egg-stealing, chicken-sucking gutter trash that belongs in there. If they didn't commit the crime, then they know the guy that did. Maybe they drove the getaway car. Maybe they were the guy that, I don't know, that stood there and took pictures. You ever think about that, Henry? No. All you care about is Bush and his anti-rape bill. Wait a minute. You're sure about that?
About what?
There's no rape in prison anymore?
Well, there might be, but President Bush signed it, a law.
Well, I don't fear prison that much anymore. You know, I've been messing around with my taxes.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, messing around with your taxes, that's a federal rap, and Bush's law, that only covers federal prisons. So, yeah, David, you'll be safe from prison rape. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I want to tell you guys that we are going to commence a series of webcasts on a regular basis on The Phil Hendry Show. Now, that means that you'll be able to go to our website, and you will be able to watch when we announce the date. And what I'm hoping is that we will do it at least once a month. At least once a month. We'll have a webcast. Now, why is it special? I mean, you could go to a lot of guys' websites and watch their shows. I mean, watching a radio show is generally not a very interesting thing to watch. Our show, for whatever reason, I guess I look pretty funny when I'm doing these characters. And the people have come to see this show. There have been a lot of them. A lot of folks want to come and watch the show, So we said, well, why not let our backstage pass members watch the show? Because you don't live around where I do the show. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to see it because you're a member of our backstage pass family. So I will announce when those dates are. And these webcasts will be available only to backstage pass members. You have to have a backstage pass to be able to watch The Phil Hendry Show on a regular basis via our webcast. We were in the studio today seeing where we wanted to put the camera, where's the microphone, what should I wear? Should I wear a wig? You know, Bud, you had that fright wig you wanted me to wear. You know, should I put on Bubba teeth? Should I just have the usual wax lips? What should I do? How should I look? And how should it all look here where we create our radio show each and every night? So, I would suggest, if you've been dawdling, that you get your backstage pass now. You go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Join the thousands who already have. And you'll not only have access to all of our comedy archives and our 30-day archive of our full shows and the live streaming of the show and all the other things that happen, you will be able to see this radio show as it is performed, as few have ever seen it.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the Phil Henry Show webcast, www.philhenryshow.com for your backstage pass.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
This is R.C. Collins of Bradley Military Academy. One of these days, I'm going to graduate and go to the West Point. Then you'll see. I'm going to join the airborne and go to Iraq. Wait till old Bin Laden gets an eye full of me as I come at him with a bayonet, ready to just skewer his face and have sex with his eye sockets. Coming up on May 30th is a special R.C. Collins
and me, Lloyd Bonafide,
marathon. The Phil Henry Show, Lloyd and R.C. Marathon.
Yeah, coming up on May 30th, right here on the...
on the Phil Henry Show. Jesus.
Watch it.
What a sick little...
And sex with his eye sockets.
Why are you playing the music, bud?
I like it. That's a Navy theme.
Hold on. Cut the music.
What?
What's that song about?
Up we go into the wild blue yonder.
Yeah. The Navy theme?
Yeah. Oh, so you want to make me look like a douche?
I'm not making you look like a douche. Up we go into the wild blue yonder. That's the Navy theme.
Yeah.
What do they do in the Navy anyway?
They fly.
No, they don't. They're in freaking boats.
Ever heard of an aircraft carrier? Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
All right, so they fly too. Kill it, man. Driving me ape. All right, you got this guy, Tsunami Sam?
Yeah, come on in, Sam.
How you doing, Sam? I'm sorry, we don't have a lot of time.
That's all right, Mr. Henry. You always treat the black people very badly.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you always like giving me short shrift. That's okay.
You got a song here or what?
Yeah, I'm Tsunami Sam. Everybody don't know me, but I'm very well known in the world of blue. And this is a song for the new mayor of L.A., Anthony Villalonundo. I don't know his name, you know.
Anthony Villaraigosa.
Okay, here's a song, a blues song, for our new mayor of L.A., Anthony Vinagoon.
Well, there's a Mexican in charge now. Oh, that's great. I don't know who made that choice. We got a Mexican in charge. Get out of here with that, will you?
You'll hear from my lawyer.
You'll hear from my lawyer. We got a Mexican in charge now.
Great, man. What happened to black man? We're all right, huh? Damn.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.